Okay, today this is our session number 28. Session number 28, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Al-Mustawa Al-Awwal, Dr. Fai Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Bi'idhni Allah Ta'ala, today we're gonna go directly to our homework, weekly homework review sheet number 13. Without any lengthy review of the earlier lessons, I'll just make a brief comment concerning the earlier lessons. We're going to go straight to the weekly homework review sheet number 13. And then after that, we're going to complete the exercises remaining from lesson 15. Exercises 5, 6, and 7 on page 90. And the charts that follow it, dealing with the past tense verb, personal pronoun, and the personal pronouns. Two charts dealing with the past tense verb conjugation and the personal pronouns and vocabulary on page 91. So after we complete what remains from lesson 15, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, today we're going to go to a new lesson, lesson 16, and hopefully be able to go through the English key, the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson, and the exercises 1, 2, 3, and 4, and the charts that follow, and the charts that follow related to the demonstrative pronouns. So we have quite a bit to cover today. I don't know if we're going to be able to cover all of this. 1, 2, 3, and 4. I don't know if we'll be able to cover the whole new lesson 16, but in any case, inshallah, we're going to cover as much of it as possible after we complete what remains from lesson 15. Okay, so let me just note that we did, I mentioned last week to please pay attention for the time change, and that we would probably be starting early. So I sent out a notification, and we posted it also on Mixer, that the Book 1 class will be starting at 1:15. So we're going to be starting, and we're obviously starting a little bit early today, and that's because of the reduction of the time for the Book 2 class because of the earlier timing for the Asr prayer. One week after another, the Asr prayer is coming earlier and earlier, and there's not much time left for the Book 2 class. So we're just starting a little bit earlier so that we can balance out the time a little bit. Okay, so just quickly, I'm going to just mention, in terms of earlier lessons that we have taken, I just want to remind you of the importance of certain topics that we covered previously. From the most important of the topics that we covered previously is the conjugation of the past tense verb. So in this lesson 15 that we're going to complete today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will have completed what remains of the conjugation of the past tense verb. Alright, so we started with the first introduction to the conjugation of the past tense verb in lesson 4, and then after, in the second half of the book, in lesson 12 and 13 and 14 and 15, or rather even in lesson 10. Yes, in lesson 10, we also had conjugation of the past tense verb, and then 12, 13, 14, and 15. So with this lesson 15, we should have completed the conjugation of the past tense verb. What I want to say about that is that we must be clear and strong in the conjugation of the past tense verb, because this is a foundation in the Arabic language. The verbs is one of the three parts of Arabic language. So in this level, we're going to complete the basic conjugation of the past tense verb. And in level 2, we're going to come back to the past tense verb, and we're going to study it in a little bit more detail. But at least memorize the endings, the pronouns at the end of the verb. For the first person singular, ذهبتُ, and then second person, ذهبتَ and ذهبتِ, masculine and feminine, and then ذهبَ and ذهبُ. With every verb, we should be able to conjugate like this, adding the pronouns to the end. If it was جَلَسَ, and we said, first person singular, jalastu, second person, jalasta, jalasti, third person, jalasa and jalasat. And the same thing if we took the verb kataba, first person singular, katabtu, second person, katabta, katabti, third person, kataba and katabat. And the same thing for the plurals, memorizing these endings that go on to the end of the past tense verb is very, very important, and practicing with it is also extremely beneficial. The second thing that I want to mention is that in this, in what we've covered so far, and in this lesson 15, we also complete the pronouns, except the dual pronouns, the muthanna pronouns. we should have completed all of the forms of the pronoun. That is, personal pronouns and possessive pronouns. Masculine and feminine, singular and plural. So, for example, a person should know that the first person personal pronoun is ana, and the possessive pronoun is e, ya al-mutakallim. Yani like, masjidi, my masjid. Second person, yani anta, personal pronoun, possessive pronoun, kitabuka. Feminine, anti, kitabuki. Third person, huwa, kitabuhu. Hiya, kitabuha, and so on. Same thing with the singular, same thing with the plurals. Personal pronouns and possessive pronouns we have completed. And also, with the completion of the conjugation of the past tense verb, we also completed the pronouns of raf, yani the connected pronouns when they are marfu, and that is when they are the fa'il of the verb. So when you say, ana zahabtu, the tu and zahabtu is a pronoun, it's a connected pronoun, but it's in the position where it should be marfu, and because it's the fa'il of the verb. Likewise, yani anta zahabta. The ta in zahabta represents the second person, masculine singular, yani it corresponds to anta, but it's the pronoun that's attached to a verb, so it's in the position where it should be marfu'un as the fa'il of the verb. So these pronouns, the connected pronouns that are the fa'il of the past tense verb, as well as the connected pronouns, possessive pronouns as in kitabuka, kitabuhu, kitabuha, and the separate personal pronouns, ana, wa anta, and anti, and huwa, and hiya, all of these types of pronouns, we with lesson 15 we have completed them. So please go back and review your pronouns from the first pronouns that we took in lesson 4, and then yani what follows from, I think, from lesson 10 until lesson 15. Personal pronouns, possessive pronouns, conjugation of the past tense verb, these are very important fundamentals of our studies on this level. Please learn them well, in addition to the prepositions, the adverbs like tahta and amama and fawqa, as well as prepositions, adverbs, and words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. Also, we studied several groups of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf, so please make sure that you pay attention to those words that we have studied previously, feminine proper nouns, masculine proper nouns that end with ta marbuta, certain patterns or wezens of words that are broken plurals are also mamnu' min as-sarf. Foreign proper nouns are mamnu' min as-sarf. Please go back and go over some of these things and make sure that they are clear in your mind and you know them well. As we are now going into the final stretch, and we only have 4 major topics that we're going to be taking in lesson 16 today, inshallah, we're going to see one of those topics. It's going to be in 16 and 17. That is plurals of nouns that are غَيْرُ عَاقِلٍ, non-intelligent, irrational. Okay, we're going to look at that topic in 16 and 17. In 18, we're going to look at the duals, words that are muthanna. In 19 and 20, we're going to look at the numbers from 1 to 10. In 21, it's going to be a review lesson. And the final 2 lessons, 22 and 23, are going to be dealing with all the categories of mamnu' min as-sarf that we studied in this book. So these are the final major, 4 major topics that we're going to be taking. Please, yani, be diligent in these days. Review what we studied before, so when we get to the end of the book, you will retain all that we've studied from the beginning of this course. Okay, that's what I wanted to say in terms of review of the early lessons, and I'm going to suffice with that. And then we're going to go directly to the weekly homework review sheet number 13, page 13. Okay, so on this sheet, on this homework review sheet, it's basically a continuation of the topic that we were dealing with in the previous review sheet, that is the ism ishara that has a bedel. The ism ishara that has a bedel. That is, when you have an ism ishara, hadha, or hadhihi, or dhalika, or tilka, or haulai, or ulaika, an ism ishara that's followed by a noun with alif lam. So on the top of the page 13, it says, hadha baytun. That's an ism ishara, but it's followed by a noun that does not have alif lam. It's not definite, it's indefinite. So in that construction, this is a complete sentence. Hadha baytun. This is a house. The next phrase that comes, hadha al baytu. Here we have the ism ishara followed by a noun alif lam. That's a bedel construction, and it means that this is all we have here then is a subject, yani a mubtada, and we don't have a khabar. Okay, in the previous two words we had a mubtada and a khabar, hadha baytun, that's a complete sentence. Hadha al bayt, this house is not a complete sentence. It requires us to add another yani word or so in order to yani act as a khabar and complete the sentence. So if you say hadha baytun, this is a house, that's a complete sentence. But if you say hadha al baytu, this house, you still need to complete the sentence with a predicate or khabar. Okay, so in this exercise, what we want to do is we want to be able to distinguish between a sentence where there's an ism ishara as a mubtada and a word that does not have alif lam as a khabar. So that's a complete sentence. We want to distinguish that from another sentence that has an ism ishara but followed by a noun alif lam, which is a bedel construction, that's not a complete sentence, and we're going to have to complete those sentences that are incomplete. So you have to distinguish between the ism ishara that's followed by a noun with tanween and between the ism ishara that's followed by a noun with alif lam. The instruction in Arabic says ayyin al-jumlata allati laysat kamilatan wa akmilha bi lilmudiri. Yani find the incomplete sentence, the sentence that's not complete, laysat kamila, and then complete it or complete them, however many sentences they are that are incomplete, complete them with the expression the khabar lilmudiri, yani belonging to the mudir. That's how you're going to complete the sentences that are incomplete. If the sentence is complete, read it, translate it, and just leave it as it is. Okay? So let's look at what you have done. Everybody hopefully has already done this exercise like an examination, and now we're going to yani review our answers to see what yani if we had any problems, any mistakes or any errors so that we can correct them. Okay, the first sentence says hadha baytun. Hadha baytun. So what we should be saying to ourselves here, is this a complete sentence or not? Is there a mubtada and a khabar? Yes. Hadha is the mubtada, baytun is the khabar. That's a complete sentence. Subject and predicate, this is a house. So there's nothing to do with this sentence except just to write out the translation of it. And we should be translating all of these exercises. Number two. Hadha al-baytu. Here we have an ism ishara followed by alif lam. That means this is a bedel construction. So this would be translated as this house. Yani this the house means this house. So we have a mubtada, we have a bedel, we have no khabar. So we're going to complete the sentence with the expression that they gave us. That is lil mudiri. Belongs to the mudir. So the meaning of this sentence, hadha al-baytu lil mudiri, means this house is for the principal, or this house belongs to the principal. Number three, هذه سيارة. Is this a complete sentence? هذه سيارة. هذه is a mubtada, سيارة is a khabar. This is a complete sentence, subject and predicate. This is a car. So it's complete, it doesn't need anything except to have been translated. This is a car. Number four. هذه السيارة. هذه السيارة. Here we have a ism ishara followed by alif lam. That means this is a bedel construction. So it's not complete and it requires us to complete it with the words they gave us. Lil mudiri. Yani the sentence could be completed with other words, but the instruction says just complete the ones that need to be completed with this expression lil mudiri. So now we have hadhihi sayyaratu lil mudiri. Yani this car belongs to the principal. Number five, tilka haqibatun. Is this a complete sentence? Tilka haqibatun. Yani that is a bag or pocketbook or briefcase. That is a haqiba. That's a complete sentence. Tilka is the mubtada, haqibatun is the khabar, subject and predicate, complete sentence, nothing left except to translate it. That is a haqiba, yani a bag, a briefcase, a pocketbook. Number 6. Tilka al-haqibatu. And here we can immediately identify the ism ishara tilka followed by now alif lam. That means it's a better construction. It's not complete. It needs to be completed. So we're going to make the sentence complete with lil mudiri. So the sentence becomes tilka al-haqibatu lil mudiri. Yani that haqiba belongs to the principal. Number 7. ذلك الكتاب. Is this sentence complete or not? ذلك الكتاب يعني means that book, not complete. So we're going to complete it with للمديري. يعني ذلك الكتاب للمديري. That book belongs to the principal. يعني ذلك is an اسم إشارة. تلك is an اسم إشارة. هذا is اسم إشارة. هذه is اسم إشارة. Any اسم إشارة followed by ألف لام means it's a بدل construction. ذلك الكتاب. That book. What about it? للمدير. It belongs to the principal. Number 8. ذلك كتاب. Is this complete? يعني ذلك means that is كتاب, a book. That's a complete sentence. مبتدا and خبر. Subject and predicate. ذلك كتاب. That is كتاب, a book. So this is complete. Doesn't require any other words to complete the sentence. Okay, so this is the end of yani this exercise related to the Bedel construction and being able to distinguish the ism ishara that is followed by a noun with tanween. Distinguishing it from the ism ishara that's followed by a noun with alif lam, which is a Bedel construction. And therefore, yani it requires a khabar in order to complete the sentence. Okay, after this, we want to go right into lesson 15 and try to complete the exercises remaining from lesson 15. Previously, we had completed 1 through 4. I'm pretty sure that we completed 1 through 4. That's why today we're supposed to start with number 5. Yeah. Alright, so let me just look at my notes here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, we did 4. Okay. So today we're gonna start from exercise number 5, and we're gonna do 5 and 6 and 7, and all of them are on one page. So it's just one page of exercises. After that, we're gonna look at the charts, two charts and the vocabulary words on the following page, and then we're gonna go to the new lesson. Okay. So we should be on page 90 right now, at exercise number 5. Exercise number 5, 6 and 7. Alright, let's look at the first exercise. Number 5. This instruction says ضع. Yani that's a fi'l amr, a command, imperative verb, command form. From وضع, to put something. So ضع means put. في الأمكنة, in the places, spaces, الخالية, that are empty. في الجمل الآتية, in the following sentences. ضميرا, put a ضمير, a pronoun. متصلا, connected pronoun. And here we're actually talking about possessive pronouns, because the connected pronouns are two types. It can be a possessive pronoun, because it's going to be an إضافة, yani showing the possession of something. And there could also be a connected pronoun that is the pronoun of نصب, yani the مفعولن be, the object of the verb. Both of them look the same. And one is connected to a verb and another one is connected to a noun or a preposition. In any case, here we're talking about possessive pronouns that are connected. Alright, so they're saying put in the empty spaces, blank spaces, and the following sentences. ضميرًا متصلًا, a connected pronoun. It's going to be a possessive pronoun showing possession. للمخاطب. Yani مخاطب means the second person, the person literally that you are speaking to, the person who's being addressed. مخاطب. Okay, the متكلم is the one who's speaking. The مخاطب is the one who's being spoken to. And the غائب is the one who is absent, that is being spoken about. That's why we say first person is متكلم, the speaker. Second person is مخاطب, the one who's being spoken to. And the غائب is the third person, the one who is absent, who's being spoken about. So here they want us to use the connected pronoun for the mukhatab, for second person. Now we're going to have four choices for the second person pronoun. It's either going to be masculine singular, ka, or masculine plural, kum, or feminine singular, ki, or feminine plural, kunna. All of these are second person attached pronouns. Masculine, feminine, singular, and plural. So you have to look at what comes before the blank space, and you have to see, does the pronoun that's going to be appropriate here, you have to look at what's before and what's after the blank space, rather. And you have to see if the pronoun that you want to use here is going to be a masculine pronoun or a feminine pronoun. Is it going to be a singular pronoun or a plural pronoun? Okay, it's all going to be second person. Okay, so it's only going to be ka or ki, kum or kunna. So let's look at the first sentence. Number one, it says, Aina baytu blank ya ikhwanu. So from ya ikhwanu, you know it's going to be second person because you're talking to them, ya ikhwanu, all brothers. And ikhwan is a plural and it's masculine. So you know it's going to be the second person masculine plural. Well, we know all these blanks are going to be filled in by second person pronouns, but what we need to know is it going to be masculine or feminine, singular or plural. So ikhwan tells us that it's going to be masculine and it's going to be plural. So the second person masculine plural connected pronoun, possessive pronoun, is kum. If it was singular, it would be ka. Okay, masculine singular, ka, masculine plural, kum. So the sentence should read, Aina baytu kum ya ikhwanu. Where is your house, O brothers? Your meaning, you all, plural. Where is you all's house, O brothers? Number two. Ahada kitabu blank ya hamidu. So we know ya hamidu is telling us it's second person. Hamid is a male, it's masculine. Hamid is an individual, so it's going to be masculine singular. Okay, we just said the plural is kum, the masculine singular is ka. So we're going to say, Ahada kitabuka ya hamidu. Is this your book, O Hamid? Again, these pronouns are possessive pronouns, so they're going to show possession. Your all's house, your book, and so on, like this. Okay? Number three. Sa'atu blank jamilatun ya layla. So ya layla makes us to know it's second person. Layla is a female, it's going to be feminine. She's an individual, so it's going to be feminine singular. Okay, the feminine singular possessive pronoun is ki. The plural is kunna, but this is going to be second person feminine singular ki. So we're going to say sa'atuka, sa'atuki, feminine, right? Jamilatun ya layla. Your watch, okay, ki is the possessive pronoun, so it shows possession, right? Your watch is beautiful, O layla. Number four. Man abu blank ya akhawatu. O sisters. So it's going to be feminine plural. So we just said the singular is ki, the plural is kunna. Man abu kunna ya akhawatu. Who is you all's father, O sisters? Kunna. Number five. Masmu blank ya akhi. Ya akhi. Akhi is masculine. Akhi is singular. So we're going to use the second person masculine singular pronoun ka. Again, the plural is kum, the singular is ka. So we're going to say masmuka ya akhi. What is your name, O my brother? Number six. Masmu blank ya ukhti. Ukhti, feminine singular. Feminine singular ki. Feminine plural kunna. So here we have feminine singular masmuki. Masmuki ya ukhti. What is your name, O my sister? Now here, number seven. We don't know. Who's being addressed here? Because it doesn't say ya akhi, ya ukhti, ya akhwat, ya ikhwan. Alright, so we don't know who's being addressed. We just know a second person. So the blank here, after a'ummu blank fil bayti, at least in my book, there's no indication of who's being addressed. So it could be a male, a female, an individual, or a group. So it could be a'ummuka, fil bayti is your mother in the house, speaking to an individual male, or it could be a'ummuki fil bayti, or it could be a group of men, a'ummukum fil bayti, or a group of women, a'ummukunna fil bayti. So any one of those pronouns could go here, the way it's written in my book. Unless there's a different edition and somebody has something different written, that's the way it came in my book. A'ummu blank fil bayti. So it could be ummuka, ummuki, ummukum, ummukunna. Number 8. Yani is your mother in the house. Masculine, feminine, singular or plural. Ma asma'u blank ya ikhwanu. So ikhwanu, ya ikhwanu, we know it's going to be masculine and it's going to be plural. The second person, masculine, plural, possessive pronoun, connected possessive pronoun is kum. So we're going to say ma asma'ukum ya ikhwanu. What are your names, O brothers, you all? Yani kum, plural. Alright, so this exercise is primarily designed to train us and drill us in the use of the second person possessive, yani connected possessive pronouns. Dhamiran muttasilan. Muttasilan means connected. Okay, the pronoun that's connected. But in this case, it's showing possession, so we're going to call them the possessive pronouns. Yani these are pronouns of jar. Yani they are mabniun, but in the place where they should be, majroor. Why are they in the place where they should be majroor? Because when you say baytukum, it means literally the house of you all. We say your house, you all's house, right? But it literally means the house of you all. So that's a construct phrase. So kum, the pronoun in all of these sentences, is in the position of being mudhafun ilayhi. Since all pronouns are mabniyun, we don't say it's majroor, but we say it's mabniyun fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majroor. Okay, in the place where it should be majroor. That's why we can call these connected pronouns pronouns of jar. Pronouns that are mabniyun in the place where they should be majroor as the mudhafun ilayhi. Mudhaf ilayhi. Alright, let's go on to the next exercise. The next exercise is dealing with first person personal pronouns. Okay, the previous exercise was possessive pronouns, connected possessive pronouns. These are going to be personal pronouns that, and they are not connected. Okay, they are not connected. So they're not muttasilan, rather they are munfasilan. Alright, personal, first person personal pronouns. In this exercise, we're going to see the first person singular, ana, and the first person plural, nahnu. These are personal pronouns. They are not possessive pronouns, and they are not connected. Alright, so the instruction says, number 6 on page 90, ضع في الأماكن الخالية. Put in the أماكن خالية, the empty spaces or blank spaces. في ما يلي, and what follows? Put what? ضميرا مناسبا للمتكلم. ضميرا مناسبا, يعني an appropriate, suitable, fitting pronoun. And again, these pronouns are not like the other ones, which were mutfasilan. Rather, these are munfasilan. Yani munfasilan. Yani separate pronouns. So put an appropriate pronoun for the mutakallim. Mutakallim means the speaker, the first person. So the first person pronouns are either yani singular or plural, because the singular is used for masculine and feminine, and the plural is used for masculine and feminine. So we only have two forms here. We have the singular form, ana, and we have the plural form, nahnu. Ana, I or I am, nahnu, we or we are. Okay, so they're going to give you a khabar, and they want you to put in the mubtada. The mubtada is going to be a personal pronoun. First person, first personal pronoun. So either going to be singular or it's going to be plural. Since these two pronouns, the first person pronouns, singular and plural, are used equally for masculine and feminine, we don't have to worry about if the khabar is masculine or feminine. We just have to worry about, is it singular or is it plural? Alright, because if the khabar was muslimun or muslimatun, it's still going to be ana, because ana is used for singular, first person. Doesn't matter if it's muslimun, masculine, or muslimatun, feminine. Alright, so here in the first sentence we have blank muslimun. We're either going to use ana or nahnu. Muslim is singular, so we're going to use Yani the singular first person pronoun ana. Ana muslimun. I am a Muslim. Number two, muslimuna. That's plural. So we're going to use the plural first person pronoun. Nahnu muslimuna. We are Muslims. Meaning people who have accepted Islam, who have surrendered to Allah to worship Him alone. Yani muslimun, muwahidun. The muslimun are the muwahidun, the people who establish the worship of Allah alone upon at-tawheed. Nahnu muslimun. You could say nahnu muwahidun. Yani who establish tawheed. Number three, blank muslimatun. Muslimatun is feminine, but it doesn't matter. Masculine or feminine, we are concerned about what? Is it singular or plural? Singular or plural? So the pronoun we're going to use is going to be the singular first person pronoun. Ana muslimatun. I am a female Muslim. Number four. Blank muslimatun. Muslimatun is feminine. The plural of muslima. Muslimatun. Doesn't matter masculine or feminine again, right? What matters is it singular mufrad or plural jam'. That's what we're concerned about. Mufrad or jam', singular or plural. So muslimat is plural. First person, plural, personal pronoun is nahnu. Nahnu muslimatun. We are female Muslims. Number five. Blank. Banatul mudiri. Yani banat is feminine, but most importantly it's plural. So we need a plural pronoun. Nahnu banatul mudiri. We are the daughters of the principal. Number six. Blank ibnul mudarrisi. Yani ibn is masculine. We're not so concerned about that. What's more important is this singular. Ana is the singular first person pronoun. Ana ibnul mudarrisi. I'm the son of the teacher or the teacher's son. Number seven. Blank tulabun. Tulab is plural, so we need a plural first person pronoun. Nahnu tulabun. We are students. Tulab is the plural of what? Talibun. Number eight. Blank maridatun. Maridatun is singular, so we're going to use the first person, yani pronoun, personal pronoun, singular. Ana. Ana maridatun. I am, yani ill, sick. Alright, so again, this exercise is dealing with the first person personal pronouns that are munfasila, yani separate, they are not connected. Muttasila, connected. Munfasila, yani separate, not connected. Okay, after this exercise number seven, and this is the last exercise for this lesson, says ikra waktub, read and write. Okay, so for this exercise, what we should have been doing, we should have read it, and we should have also written it out in a notebook or somewhere, practicing our writing and translated it. Okay, so today what we're going to do, we're going to read it and we're going to translate it. This exercise is dealing with qabla and ba'da. Qabla and ba'da. Yani which are? Yani dharf. Dharf al-zaman. Yani an adverb of time. So, the noun that comes after the dharf, that comes after ba'da or qabla, or amama, or khalfa, or tahta, the noun that comes after it, we say, its i'rab is that it's mudafun ilayhi majroor. Yani it's an idafa construction, it's the second part, it's called the mudaf ilayhi, and the mudaf ilayhi is always majroor, meaning it's in the genitive case. And the primary sign of a word that's majroor is that it takes kasra. The primary sign, meaning that there are also some words that have secondary signs. But for now, we're just dealing with the primary signs. Okay, so the primary sign for a word when it is majroor, because it is following a preposition or because it is connected to an adverb, a dharf. In either case, whether it's following a preposition or it's connect or following an adverb, we're going to say that it's majroor. And the primary sign of being majroor is kasra. So the word that comes after qabla or ba'da, qabla meaning before, and ba'da meaning after, the word that follows it is going to be mudafun ilayhi majroor with kasra. Okay, let's read and translate. Number one, ذهب أبي إلى القاهرة قبل أسبوع. ذهب أبي. ذهب is the فعل. أبي is the فاعل. Okay. Who went? My father went. إلى القاهرة to Cairo. قبل before أسبوع a week. يعني before a week or 1 week ago. 1 week ago. The important thing in this exercise is what? يعني قبل. The word after قبل is going to be مضاف إليه مجرور with كسرة. Number two. متى خرجت من الفصل يا محمد؟ يعني translation. متى خرجت? When did you go out? من الفصل from the classroom. O محمد. Answer. خرجت. يعني أنا خرجت. بعد الدرس. I went out after the lesson. Okay, again, الدرس is مضاف إليه مجرور. The sign is مجرور is كسرة. بعد الدرس, after the lesson. Number three. ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل الأذان. I went to the masjid before the أذان. قبل الأذاني. الأذان again is مضاف إليه مجرور. The sign that is مجرور is كسرة. Number four. متى ذهب عمك إلى الرياض يا آمنة؟ متى ذهب عمك؟ Why are we saying عمك? Because the person who's being addressed here is a female. يا آمنة. So we have to use the feminine second person singular pronoun ki. The plural is what? Kunna. So here we have ki. Ammu ki. Ya aminatu. Mata dhahaba ammu ki ila riyadi. When did your uncle, paternal uncle, father's brother, go to Riyadh, the city of Riyadh, O Amina? Answer. Dhahaba qabla shahrin. He went before a month. Yani 1 month ago. Number five, and this is the last sentence of the last exercise. أقبله أو أقبله. I'm sorry, that's the question. أقبل الصلاة ذهبت إلى المطعم. أقبل الصلاة ذهبت. يعني was it before the salat, before the prayer, that you went إلى المطعم to the restaurant? أقبل الصلاة, was it before the prayer that you went to the restaurant? Answer. لا. ذهبت بعد الصلاة. No, I went after the prayer. Okay, again, this exercise is dealing with what? It's dealing with يعني the ظرف الزمان, يعني the two adverbs of time, قبل before and بعد after. The rule here is what? That after the adverb, the noun that follows it is مضاف إليه مجرور. Okay, let's go on to the final page 91, which has two charts and vocabulary words. Okay, we'll look at the vocabulary words first, just to get that out of the way, right? Okay, so in these vocabulary words, in the middle of the page, it says al-kalimatu al-jadidatu, the new words, the new words. طيب. The first word qabla, meaning what? Before. Ba'da, meaning after. كيف, meaning how. This is a question word. اسم استفهام. كيف, how. Previously we had من, who. ما, what. We had همزة الاستفهام. همزة الاستفهام. يعني أهذا كتاب. And we had several other words used for asking questions. Here's a new one. كيف. Like we know this word already from كيف حالك or كيف حالك. يعني how is your حال. How is your condition? How are you? Okay, the next word is also a question word, متى, which means when. متى ذهبت, when did you go? متى ذهب أبوك, when did your father go? The next word, الأسبوع. In my book, it has الأسبوع, يعني the همزة in the beginning of the word after L has فتح, should be a ضمة. الأسبوع means the week, يعني the week of 7 days, W-E-E-K. Next line, first word from the right, ash-shahru means the month, any month of the year, 12 months. Al-adhanu means the announcement of the time for prayer, adhan for prayer. As-salatu means the ritual prayers that we perform in congregation, obligatory prayers 5 times a day. Raja'a, past tense verb, means he returned. Ikhtibarun means an examination or test. Okay, after this, we're going to look at the two charts. The first chart at the top of the page is a chart which gives us the second person forms of the conjugation of the past tense verb. Second person forms, masculine and feminine, singular and plural. And then it gives us the first person forms, singular and plural. So, with these forms of the verb, this chart gives us the first person, singular and plural, second person, singular and plural, masculine and feminine. So what remains is the third person forms of the past tense verb. Third person forms, masculine and feminine, singular and plural. And we covered those previously in lesson 13. We have a chart for that in lesson 13 on page 81 of lesson 13. It gives us a chart of the third person forms of the past tense verb, the masculine and the feminine, the singular and the plural. So with that chart in lesson 13 on page 81, along with this chart on page 91, 10 pages later, we complete the conjugation of the past tense verb. Okay, so what we have here, in the first box going down, we have the mufrad, singulars. And the second box to the left going down, we have the plurals. Alright? So, you should probably mark this chart as on the top of the right-hand column, you should put al-mufrad, or singular forms. And then, in the next box to the left, you should put on top al-jama'u, or plural forms. Okay? And then, on the side, right-hand column, first line, ayna dhahabta ya akhi, that's second person, masculine, singular. Underneath it, Aina dhahabti ya ukhti, that second person, feminine singular. And under that, you have ana dhahabtu. Dhahabtu, that's first person, singular, for masculine and feminine. In the next column on the left, on the top, we have aina dhahabtum ya ikhwani. That second person, masculine plural, dhahabtum. Underneath it, أَيْنَ ذَهَبْتُنَّ يَا أَخَوَاتِ This is second person, feminine plural. ذَهَبْتُنَّ, second person, feminine plural. And underneath that we have نَحْنُ ذَهَبْنَا. So the form ذَهَبْنَا is for the first person plural past tense verb. ذَهَبْنَا. Okay, so the meaning of these sentences, from the right hand column top again, but this time I'm going to go across. From the second person masculine singular to plural. Aina dhahabta ya akhi? Where did you go, O my brother? Aina dhahabtum ya ikhwani? Where did you all go, O my brothers? Now I'm going down to second person feminine, singular and plural. Going across. Aina dhahabti ya ukhti? Where did you go, O my sister? Aina dhahabtunna ya akhwati? Where did you all go, O my sisters? Bottom line, singular and then plural. Ana dhahabtu, I went. Nahnu dhahabna, we went. Okay, so these are the second and first person forms, masculine and feminine, singular and plural, for the conjugation of the past tense verb. The third person, masculine, feminine, singular and plural, as I mentioned, is in lesson 13, page 81. Okay, so this is the completion of the past tense verb, as I mentioned in the beginning of our lesson today, that we have completed the past tense, conjugation of the past tense verb, all of its forms, masculine, feminine, singular, and plural, except the muthanna, the duals, that represent two people doing something. And we'll take them later on. Okay, now, the other chart that we have on this page is, these are personal pronouns. They call them الضمائر المنفصل. المنفصل. منفصل means that it's not connected. It's separate. Okay, متصل is connected. منفصل is not connected. Disconnected. Unconnected. Separate. So these are الضمائر المنفصلة, the separate pronouns. In the right hand column we have going down للمفرد, يعني for the singular, and then in the left hand column للجمعي, for the plurals. Okay, so the first column is the personal pronouns singular, third person, second person, and first person in that order, and then the left hand column are the plurals, يعني third person, second person, and first person, masculine and feminine, plurals. Alright, so let's look at the singular column first, little mufrad, singular, third person, masculine, and then feminine. هو طالب, he is a student. Feminine, هي طالبة, she is a female student. Second person, masculine, and then feminine. أنت طالب, you are a student. أنت طالبة, you, feminine, are a student. Now we go to the first person. أنا طالب, and أنا طالبة, the same أنا is used for masculine and feminine, singular. Let's go to the plurals now. Little gem, the first one, third person, masculine, and then feminine. هم طلاب, they are students. Masculine, feminine. هن طالبات, they are female students. Second person, أنتم طلاب, second person, masculine, plural. أنتم طلاب, you all are students, feminine. أنتن طالبات, you all are female students, طالبات. Now we go down to the first person plurals, يعني نحن طلاب, we are male students, and نحن طالبات, we are female students. Notice that نحن is used both for masculine and feminine plural, just as أنا is used for both masculine and feminine singular pronouns. Okay, so this is the end of lesson 15. This is the end of the lesson. With this we have completed lesson 15, walhamdulillah. And with this we have also completed يعني the personal pronouns and possessive pronouns personal and possessive pronouns, yani the connected pronouns and the pronouns that are not connected. And we also completed the conjugation of the past tense verb. Okay, so let's go now to lesson 16, the new lesson. We don't have a lot of time left because today we started a little bit early, yani meaning we started yani our new schedule today. We started with a new schedule today. That means that we started at approximately 1:15. And next week it will be the same until they make the daylight savings changes. Okay, and then we'll have yani instead of an hour, hour and 15 minutes, we'll have an hour and a half for each class. Okay, let's just look at an introduction to lesson 16. Yani the Arabic text, not the Arabic text, the English key, which is on page 46 and 47. And then we'll go to the Arabic text on page 92. Okay, the Arabic text is very brief, and and we should at least be able to cover the English key and the Arabic text today. And then next week, inshallah, we'll continue with this lesson 16 and lesson 17, which is a continuation of lesson 16. All right, so this is a new concept. It's one of the remaining four major topics that we're going to deal with in this Mustawa al-Awwal, yani first level of the Medina program. This is a very, very important concept. It's not a concept that we have in English, so please pay attention to it and make sure yani that you understand it well. Now hopefully everybody has already read this English key and started already doing yani reading the Arabic text and started doing the exercises. But in any case, yani today, please pay attention and make sure you understand it well. In this lesson we learned the following. Lesson 16, page 46, English key, page 46 and 47. Number one. In Arabic, nouns are classified as 1. Rational, or 2. Irrational. And in Arabic, all nouns are classified as either rational or irrational. Alright, so this is yani a concept that we need to yani comprehend well, inshallah. Nouns in Arabic are either rational or irrational. They're also called intelligent and non-intelligent. So either one of these expressions can be used. You can say rational or irrational. You can say intelligent or non-intelligent. What is important is, what does that mean, rational and irrational, or intelligent and non-intelligent? Well, rational nouns are those that refer to human beings. Rational nouns, intelligent, mean, when we say it's a rational noun or it is an intelligent noun, we mean this is referring to human beings, as opposed to animals and inanimate things and concepts, okay? Angels, devils, and such beings are also included in this class. Which class? The class of rational or intelligent nouns. So, rational nouns include human beings, and it also includes angels and devils. As opposed to irrational nouns, or non-intelligent nouns, refers to things, yani inanimate things, or animals, or concepts. Alright, so we have rational nouns, that's humans, angels, and devils, and we have irrational nouns, that is, animals, and inanimate things and concepts. So these are the two categories of nouns in Arabic, rational or irrational, humans, or yani animals and inanimate things and concepts. So what we want to know now, once we have classified the nouns into rational and irrational, so anytime you look at a word, yani, this is a concept that you have to kind of keep in mind. Is this a rational noun or irrational? Is this a human or animal? And is this an angel or a jinn or an inanimate thing or a concept? Okay? We go on to read here, page 46, lesson 16. In the singular, there's no difference between these two groups. Meaning, if a noun is not plural, if it's singular, then rational and irrational nouns are treated the same. They're treated the same. There's no difference between them. Yani, whatever we know previously about nouns, in terms of yani the using the ism ishara, hadha or hadhihi, or thalika or tilka, or what we know about the not, yani the adjective, in reference to words that are singular, the pronouns, the verbs, the khabar, everything that we learned about these things, demonstrative pronoun, adjectives, pronouns, verbs, everything that we learned before, in reference to nouns that are rational and irrational, as long as they are singular nouns, then they're treated the same. The way we use a verb, the way we use a pronoun, the way we use a ism ishara, yani, the way we use an adjective, it's going to be no difference between them. Rational and irrational, we don't have to worry about it in the singular. In the plural, however, there's a very important difference, and that's what we want to learn today. What's the difference between the rational and irrational noun when they are plural? In plural, however, there's a very important difference. Plural of rational nouns are treated as plurals. So plural words like they and these and those are used to refer to them. So if you use a ism ishara, then you're going to use a plural ism ishara for rational nouns. Plural of irrational nouns are going to be treated as feminine singular. Here's where the difference is at. You have a plural of a rational noun, then the adjective has to be plural. The ism ishara has to be plural. The verb has to be plural. Right? But if you have a plural for an irrational noun, then we're not going to treat it as its plural. Rather, we're going to treat it as its feminine singular. Yani, mu'annath mufrad. Feminine singular. That means the ism ishara that refers to it is going to be a feminine singular ism ishara. The adjective that refers to it is going to be as though that word is singular and it's feminine, even though it might be masculine. But if it's plural and it's for irrational being, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine and as though it's singular. So we're going to use a feminine singular ism ishara, hadhihi or tilka. We're going to use a feminine singular adjective like saghira or kabira, even though it's masculine, even though it's plural. But if it's a plural for an irrational noun, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So everything related to it, whether it's the ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun, or the not, the adjective, or pronoun, or verb, or khabar, We're going to act as though that word is not plural. We're going to act like it's singular. And we're going to also act like it is feminine. So the ism ishara is going to be feminine singular. The verb, yani, is going to be the feminine singular form of the verb. The pronoun is going to be a feminine singular pronoun, hiya, for example. Okay? The verb is going to be the feminine singular form, like zahabat. Even though that word is plural, even though it's masculine, we're going to treat it like it's feminine singular. So you're going to say zahabat, hiya. You're going to say sagira, kabira, and so on like this. Okay, you're going to use the feminine singular ism ishara, hadhihi or tilka. Alright, so again, let me just read this one more time. I hope that it's clear. And if you didn't know this before, I hope it now has become clear. In the singular, there's no difference between the two groups, rational and irrational. In the plural, however, there's a very important difference. Plural of rational nouns are treated as plural. So plural words like they, and these, and those are used to refer to them, the plurals of rational nouns. But plurals of irrational nouns are treated as though they are feminine and singular. Okay, now let's look at the examples they gave. So this, yani, this statement will become clear, inshallah. So the first group are the rational nouns. In Arabic, it's called aqilun, aqil. Ayn fatta alif, qaf kasra lam, aqil. Okay, the second group, the irrational, is called غَيْرُ عَاقِل. Same word عَاقِل, but غَيْرُ عَاقِل. غَيْرُ عَاقِل means not rational. يعني غَيْرُ, like غَيْرُ الْمَغْدُوبِ, يعني not those who Allah's anger is upon. Huh? نعم. Okay, let's look at the عَاقِل, rational. In the singular and then the plural. In the singular, we're going to see that there's no difference between rational and irrational, but in plural, we're going to see the difference. In the singular, you say, for example, هذا طالب جديد هو صغير. Okay, notice, هذا is masculine singular. هذا طالب. جديد is masculine singular. هو is a pronoun, masculine singular. صغير is also masculine form, and it is singular. Okay, let's see what happens when we go to the plural for rational or aqil. We're going to see now that if we, instead of the word talibun, we have a plural, but it's a plural for a rational being, a human being, tulab, we'll see that the ism ishara has to be made plural. So instead of hadha, we have to say haulai. Instead of saying yani jadid, we have to say judud, which is a plural. Instead of saying huwa, we have to say hum, because it's a plural. Instead of saying saghir, and we have to say sigar, we have to use the plural. So we see that the ism ishara ha'ulai is plural. Yani, judud, the adjective, is plural. Hum, the damir, the pronoun, is plural. Sigar, yani, the khabar, is plural. Okay? With rational beings, the ism ishara, the damir, the khabar, everything has to reflect its plurality. Now let's go to the irrational beings and see that irrational nouns, and we'll see that in the singular everything is fine, but when we go to the plural, here's where we don't see the ism ishara, we don't see the not, we don't see the dhamir, we don't see the khabar changing to plural form. We see it in the feminine singular form, as though that word is feminine and as though it's singular. Okay, let's, in the singular we find, in the plural we're going to see the difference. In the singular we said, yani, in the previous sentence we had hadha talibun jadidun. Here we have an irrational noun, kitab. It's not a human being. It's not an angel or a jinn, yani, or a devil. It is what? It is an, yani, inanimate thing, a book. Hadha kitabun jadidun huwa saghirun. Same exact ism ishara, same exact not, jadid, same damir pronoun, huwa, same khabar, saghir. So that means that the rational and irrational noun, hadha talibun jadidun, hadha kitabun jadidun, same thing. Huwa saghirun, same thing, in the singular. When we go to the plural, we see, we change kitab to kutub. Kutub is a plural, it's masculine plural, but it's for an irrational noun. And irrational nouns, plurals for irrational nouns, plurals, not in the singular, but in the plural, has to be treated as though it's feminine singular. So the ism ishara we have, hadhihi, feminine singular. The not, Kutubun jadidatun, feminine singular. The pronoun dhamir hiya, and the khabar saghiratun. All of them are feminine singular. The ism ishara hadhihi, dhanat jadidatun, the dhamir hiya, and the khabar saghiratun. All of them are feminine singular, even though kutubun is a plural word. But it's a plural for what? Ghayru akil, irrational, non-intelligent noun. Alright, so we see the difference here in the plural. Yani for tulab we had ha'ulai, but here we have hadhi, feminine singular. For tulab we had jududun, a plural for jadid. But here for kutub we have feminine singular, jadidatun. For tulab we have a pronoun hum, which is a plural form, but for kutub we have a feminine singular here. And for tulab, yani hum sigarun, the khabar is sigar, the plural of sagir. But for kutub we have here sagiratun, feminine singular khabar. Alright, so I hope if you yani previewed the lesson and you did the homework that you saw the difference between the plurals for akil and ghayr akil, yani rational and irrational beings. Okay, so after these two examples that they gave for the rational and irrational, they said, so regard the plural of irrational nouns as feminine singular. Consider it to be feminine singular. Yani make the ism ishara, make the adjective describing it, make the pronoun, yani make the khabar, everything feminine singular. And this also applies to the verb. So here we have what? Note. The students went out in Arabic is at-tullabu kharaju. We see the plural form of the verb. But the dogs went out, al-kilabu kharajat. Yani al-kilab is plural, but it's a plural, and it's kalb is masculine, but it's a plural for ghayru akil, irrational noun. Therefore it's treated as though it's feminine singular. So you see the feminine singular, third person form of the verb being used. Yani kharajat. That's feminine singular. Hiya kharajat. Al-kilabu kharajat. So this is applicable to the demonstrative pronoun, the adjective, regular pronouns, verbs, and the khabar. That, yani, if it is a khabar for a, yani, plural, ghayra akil noun, we're going to treat it as though it's not plural, and as though it's not masculine, but as though it's feminine and singular. This is the basic rule. There are exceptions to this rule, which you will learn later on. Yani, there are exceptions to the rule, but they are not, yani, that common. Okay, so we'll talk about that in the future. Okay, so this is the first point of this lesson 16, and we're almost coming to the end of our time. So, I just want to, like, ask everybody to please take this lesson serious. It's very important. We don't have anything like this in English, so you have to learn this as a new concept. It's not like we have a grammar rule in English for prepositions or pronouns or verbs, and we can apply it here. No, this is something that we don't have in the English language. Okay, so what we have to do, whenever we see a plural word, plural noun, we have to ask ourselves, does this come under the category of rational, intelligent, or does it come under the category of irrational, non-intelligent? Yani animals, inanimate things, or concepts. Humans, yani, come under rational, we have no problem. Singular is singular, plural is plural. But irrational nouns, when they are plural, we have to pay attention to treat them as though they are feminine, singular. That's the first point of this lesson. And the second point, and the only other point, is number two, we have learned some patterns of the broken plural. That was in lesson 13. Here are more. Okay, we learned previously some patterns of broken plurals that are mamnu min al-sarf. Here's another pattern of the broken plural that's mamnu min al-sarf. Alright, so this pattern is mafa'ilu. The first letter takes fatta, the second letter takes fatta alif, the third letter takes kesra, and the last letter takes a single vowel, does not take tanwin, mafa'ilu. So the plural of masjid is on the pattern of mafa'ilu, so you take the meme with fatta, the seen takes fatta alif, and the jim takes kesra, just like in the pattern. Mafa'ilu, masajidu, okay? And likewise, similar to this, is for example, the plural of maktab. Yani, meem takes fatta, kaf takes fatta alif, and ta tais takes kasra. Maktab, makatib. Masjid, masajid. Alright, this pattern has no tanween. Yani, it's a broken plural pattern that's mamnoom and a sarf, so it does not take tanween. Okay, the next example they gave us, daftarun, del, fa, ta. Del takes fatta, fa takes fatta aleph, ta takes kasra, and no tanween on the end of the plural. The singular has tanween, but the plural is a broken plural pattern that's mamnoom and a sarf, so daftarun becomes dafatirun. Like funduk, fanadiqu. I'm sorry, dafatiru, fanadiqu. And without tanween. Okay, so this is another pattern, a broken plural pattern that's mamnoom and a sarf. Previously, yani we did have feminine proper nouns or mamnoom and a sarf, masculine proper nouns that end with tarmabuta, like Muawiyah or Usama, or mamnoom and a sarf, foreign proper nouns or mamnoom and a sarf, and likewise, we had in lesson 13, af'ila'u, that pattern, and fu'ala'u, which are two broken plural patterns that are mamnoom and a sarf. Here's another one, mafa'ilu. The next page only gives us the vocabulary words, and we're going to stop with that. Vocabulary words from the right, al-funduqu, yani the hotel, and its plural is on this pattern of mafa'ilu, yani fanadiqu. It's not written there, but it's the same pattern, fanadiqu. Underneath it, at-ta'iratu means the airplane. Its plural is a sound, feminine plural, just add aleph and open ta, at-ta'ira, yani at-ta'irat. Going across, an-nahru, that means the river, and its plural is anhar. It's not written in the book, I'm just giving it as just an extra benefit. Al-bahru means the sea, and its plural is bihar. Okay, so we have four words here, al-funduk, the hotel, at-ta'ira, the plane, an-nahru, the river, and al-bahru, the sea. Please don't get mixed up between a nahr and a bahr. A nahr is just a river, and a bahra is a sea. Okay, that's the end of the English key. I wanted to go a little bit further. We do have a few more minutes. Perhaps we can take the Arabic text on page 92, because we have a couple of minutes, and I'm not going to shortchange this class. We're going to take our full time, and the Arabic text is very brief. Okay, so let's look at the Arabic text on page 92. At the top of the page, it says, "Ad-darsu as-sadisa ashara." Ad-darsu as-sadisa ashara. Yani the 16th lesson. The mudarris says, "Liman hadhihi al-aklamu ya Muhammadu." To whom belong these pens, O Muhammad? Muhammad says, "Hiya li ya ustadhu." They belong to me, O teacher. The teacher says, "Hiya jamilatun jiddan." They are very beautiful. And after a pause, "Wa hadhihi al-kutubu al-jadidatu ahiya laka?" And these books, these new books, are they also belonging to you? Muhammad says, "La, hiya li hamidin." They belong to Hamid. The teacher says, "Aina dafatirukum ya ikhwanu?" Where are your notebooks, O brothers? Ali says, "Hiya huna ala hadha al-maktabi." They are here on this desk. Okay, some people may have been wondering where I'm getting these and they and things like these plurals, where we have feminine singular pronouns or adjectives, and that's because what? These are plurals for ghayra aqil words. We have to treat them as though they're feminine singular. So let's go back and look at this dialogue one more time on the top of page 92. The teacher says, "Liman hadhihi al-aqlam ya Muhammad?" To whom belong these pens, O Muhammad? Hadhihi, I'm translating as these, because it's in reference to pens in Arabic. It's in reference to the Arabic word al-aqlam. So in English we have to say these, but in Arabic, aqlam is a plural for ghayru aqil, irrational noun. Therefore it has to be treated as though it's feminine singular. So the ism ishara that refers to it is hadhihi, feminine singular. Liman hadhihi al-aqlam? To whom belong these pens? Muhammad says, "Hiya li ya ustaz." And "hiya" again is referring back to these pens. So pens is plural. right? But it's Ghayra Akil, so we have to use the feminine singular pronoun to refer to it, which is hiya. But in translation, we're not going to say she belongs to me, because it's talking about pens. In English, we're going to say they belong to me. Yani, these pens, they belong to me. The teacher says, hiya jamilatun jiddan. Yani, they are very beautiful. Okay? Hiya is feminine singular because it's referring back to the aqlam, the pens, which are ghayra aql. We have to treat them as though they are feminine singular. So in English, we would say, they are very beautiful. In Arabic, we say, hiya. Feminine singular pronoun. Hiya jamilatun jiddan. After a pause, the teacher goes on to say, وَهَذِهِ الْكُتُبُ. And these books, al-jadida, these new books, ahiya laka, are they belonging to you? Again, kutub is ghayra aql plural, so we have to treat it as though it's feminine singular. That's why we're saying these books, hadhihi al-kutub, not haulai kutub, because it's not aql. So we're not going to use the plural ism ishara, we're going to use the feminine singular, hadhihi al-kutub. And the adjective describing kutub is the feminine singular, al-jadida. Feminine singular, because what kutub is ghayra aql, and then the pronoun ahiya laka, hiya is meaning are they, yani the new books, do they belong to you? But new books, yani, are ghayra aql, so we're going to use the feminine singular pronoun referring back to them, hiya. We were not going to translate it as she belong to you. No, we're going to translate it as the new books, do they belong to you? Muhammad says la hiya li hamidin. Here again is used to refer to the new books, which are ghayra aql, so we use feminine singular pronoun. Here, la, here, lihamidin. The teacher says, aina dafatirukum, where are your notebooks, ya ikhwanu? And Ali says, here, yani they are huna, here, ala hadha al-maktabi, on this table. Here again is the pronoun referring to dafatirukum, your notebooks. Dafatir is plural, daftar, plural of daftar. And it's masculine, but it's ghayru aql, so we have to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So we're going to say here, yani they are here on this desk or this table. Okay, so this is a very important concept, the concept of plurals of ghayru aql. We had hoped today that we would do the English key and the Arabic text and the first and the exercises for this lesson and even the chart. That's what we had hoped. But yani, Allah is the one who knows the future. We imagine that in the future we will complete this on this day, in this session. But in any case, alhamdulillah, we are not in a hurry yani, to complete it. But more importantly, we are concerned about benefiting from it. So, inshallah, we're going to stop here with the Arabic text. And for homework, inshallah, we're going to have this lesson. Okay, so for homework, please complete the exercises. Review the English key. Review the Arabic text on page 92. And then, if you've already done these exercises, just yani, go through them, reading them and translating them one more time. Exercise number 1 on 92. And exercise number 2 on 93 and 4. And exercise 3 and 4 on 94 and 95. And then the charts. Okay, so inshallah, this should keep you busy. Yani, if you go through and you review everything, if you've already done the homework, then you can take a look at lesson 17. I don't think we're going to be able to do lesson 17 next week, but we'll see. Yani, I'll determine tomorrow whether or not we will have homework from lesson 17. But in any case, please review everything in this lesson 16 and go back and review the earlier lessons. Tomorrow is, and you don't have a specific assignment except to review earlier lessons. So please take advantage of that time and review the earlier lessons, and especially this lesson 16. Please come prepared next week for lesson 16 and as well lesson 17. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Okay, we're going to take a 1-minute break and then we're going to come back for the second session for book number 2 in just a moment.